Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm with estate agency legend Michael Day, and he's going to be celebrating 45 years in estate agency. Can you believe it? He started being an estate agent in December 1975. You must have started as a child, Mike.
I was three, Chris.
Excellent. What I'd like to do in this video is talk about the very best and the very worst things that have changed in estate agency in those last 45 years. Talk to me.
How long have we got? In terms of the best things that I think have happened in estate agency, I think it is more professional today. I think that we've got a situation now where there is a greater degree of professionalism right across the board, partly through legislation.
Well, we had the Estate Agents Act 1979, didn't we?
Which... Absolutely, that came in after I came into the business, unbelievably. And we've seen, obviously, rafts of legislation, which also, in some respects, of course, were potentially on the other side of your question, some of the worst about the industry is perhaps on that. But the Estate Agents Act, the interesting one there is Section 22. Section 22 is to do with competency and has never been introduced. And problem with that is that we have legislation that basically governs the industry. You can be struck off under the Estate Agents Act for committing some heinous crime. But there is nothing at the moment to define the level of competency that's required. So that's a missing ingredient. We may be going to come and see that happen, obviously, with Roper in the coming years. So I do feel that the corporates, when they came in the middle 80s, I was a partner in a firm called AC Frost. We sold our business to Prudential. And there's no doubt that if the government intervention with the end of dual tax relief in 88 hadn't happened and the market hadn't have collapsed, I think they would have changed the face of the estate agency forever.
Now, in a good or a bad way?
Well, that, of course, is an unknown question. But they were the first organisation to bring in agency agreements and make sure that agency terms were clear to customers. So I see that as a positive, for example. They were moving away at the time from local newspapers and moving into other forms of marketing. All of that, of course, changed because the market died on its backside after the end of dual tax relief in July 88, and things reverted to type. I think Pru was up to, I don't know, around about 800 offices, I think, at the time. Obviously, it slashed and burned after that and pulled out. And corporate agency has had a bad name in terms of a category, a genre. It's not really a genre. It's only to do with the ownership of the business. It's how the business conducts itself, in my opinion, that's important. So I do think we've seen greater professionalism over that time. I think the bad things have been various elements of short-term government intervention. We've seen stamp duty holidays, as we're currently seeing. It's now December 2020. We're seeing a stamp duty holiday, which is perhaps condensing a market into a shorter time frame and causing potentially some issues off the back of that. We saw the end of dual tax relief that I've just mentioned. We saw a stamp duty holiday in 2008. We've had Help to Buy, which has been a great SOP to developers and has encouraged building, but is perhaps building up a problem for negative equity and whatever for owners. So I think short-term government intervention has probably been the negative factors of the last period.
What's your opinion on, and I know we're going to talk in a greater detail, but the effect that portals have had, good and bad, on the estate agency industry?
Well, of course, from a marketing point of view, that's probably along with the internet, of course, and you wouldn't have one without the other. They've been the biggest change. I myself was a director at Connells in 2000 when we were one of the founders of Rightmove. And there's no doubt that it's changed the landscape. Consumers no longer see the agent as their first port of call. So back in the day, somebody would come into your office in a town to find out what you had on the market because they had no other way really of finding out. Now they can do all of that online from the comfort of their own home without actually having to visit an agent. So that's bringing some other changes as well. Of course, the dominance of the portals, particularly Rightmove, Zoopla to a lesser extent and on the market, has actually taken things away from estate agency, and estate agents have become a bit more of a sea of sameness. And they're finding it harder to differentiate because they come to the party perhaps later than they did before. So I think there's been a lot of good stuff from the portals in terms of getting out there and information out there, and the reach that people have is now enormous. But unless an agent does something pretty, you know, specific to differentiate themselves, there is a risk that it becomes commoditized and, bluntly, you know, just everybody looks the same.
What's your thoughts on the way CRMs have changed the state agency over the years? I mean, when you were a lad and when I were a lad, when I started an agency in the late 80s, we didn't have computers, we had hot boxes, and you had to manually match people.
You were lucky.
I know.
We had a clay tablet and a stick.
There you go, eh? CRMs, good and bad things.
I think from the point of view, used well, good, in so much that it is an easy way of storing data and using data. But for many years, agents didn't use that data particularly well. They didn't recognise the value of their database. That's changing now, and people understand and recognise the value, the inherent value that is sitting in their database. In fact, for most agents, if they've been around a while, the bulk of their business is probably already sitting in their database if they just learn to farm it and that properly.
What do you think about the fact that, you know, if you roll the clock back 15 years, there was just under 10,000 estate agents, and the average fee, according to the Home Moving Survey by the Sunday Times Award and Property Academy, was 1.6%. Today, there's 21,000 estate agents, and the average fee is 1%. Why do you think there's been that slip of fees, especially over the last 15 years?
Well, I think competition, obviously, is a factor, together with obviously the fact that house prices have risen. So during that time, house prices have risen. So in pound note monetary value, the differentiation is not quite so great. But there is no doubt the low barriers to entry in the industry, the lack of a need for competency and whatever, has enabled anybody to come in and play in the market. Now, that's both good and bad. That could be seen both ways. I'm not one for really putting up artificial barriers to people, providing certain standards are met. But I think we do have too many agents. I think one of the things that will happen is the changes that we've seen in 2020 with COVID. I think we will see a thinning out of the number of agencies out there.
Final question on this in this video is, where do you see a state agency in 45 years' time?
I think there will still be estate agents. I think the model will look completely different. I think technology will have moved again. None of us know exactly what will happen, but I think we will see, even in the next 5 to 10 years, a lot more use of AI, artificial intelligence for various things. We're already seeing greater joining up of processes and systems. And I think that there will be much, much less of the agent in the high street. I think the high street is slowly dying. We've seen it with the retail trade. And therefore, I think it will be a different model, a more personal model, operating under umbrellas. We're already seeing it happening. I'm not sure that the models that are there today will be the ones that are, but I think some in the next few years we'll see some fast followers to these early models, and I think it'll evolve in that direction.
Thank you for your time today, and on behalf of the industry I want to say thank you for the last 45 years, and we look forward to you continuing on for many years to come.
Maybe not 45. Cheers.